Hey, what's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers. I'm your host, Paul.
And I am Co, and we are your coast-to-coast guitar podcast.
Nice. That was very 1990s. Like 1990s hip-hop. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. We are. You're on one coast, and I'm on the other. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yep, cool. So how you been, man?
I've been good. Since the last time we recorded, I've been bit by red ants. Bit by a dog, worked a bunch of night shifts, and so good.
And you're good? Yeah, you're good. You're good to go with good. Okay. Well, I guess you weren't killed by the dog or killed by the ants,
right?
So that's good.
So
like that scene at the end of the Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
But I've never seen that movie, so not. I don't want to admit I see it. It's okay. It's not bad. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
It's okay. We have, for some reason, my wife said that the other day. She's like, there's like a swarm of red ants. Like, it looks like a sea outside. And of course, like right on our walkway in front of our house, they're just like, apparently you're just taking, you know, their own version of the, you know, the Underground Railroad, like right out of, they're like, we're leaving Miss Shirley's and we're heading downtown. It's like, they just literally, and it was like millions of them. And I was like, but so if you like walked out the step, they're just like climb up your leg. There's like a ton of them.
Yeah.
I was like, it was crazy.
I'm not normally used to it. We don't get a lot of them at our place, but I went to my mom's to do a bunch of like, well, to hang out with my mom and also to take a bunch of pictures of petals and weird situations. And I was standing in the horse corral. And then started getting bit by ants because apparently the horse corral was full of red ants. So
those darn red ants.
Darn red ants. But
you got bit by a dog too.
I got bit by a dog in the hand. Yep.
Like stitches or just like bit down.
So it hurt and I bled pretty good.
You bled. Oh.
It wasn't stitches worthy, but it was.
But
like,
it is like Wapner worthy, like you're on the people's court this week.
Yeah, it was one of those like it was a dog that it was like firing a warning shot across my bow type of thing. Like, this is my playful bite, so beware. So that was cool.
Great.
Yeah.
You're like, great. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Well, good for you, man. Yeah. That's nice.
How you been?
You were thinking next. Next question. Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
So, Melissa and I, we basically just decided we were going to stop doing our business after me doing this for 15 years and us owning this business for 5 years. And it just, you know, it's a big change in life and it's crazy. And we're trying stuff out and seeing what works, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, it's a lot of steps, man. It's so much more work to end a business than it is to run it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you got to file here, file this, file that, file this. Give me all your tax reports. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. So I've been working like triple, you know, because I'm like still shooting and then I'm like doing some Ubering.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I have to like prepare all these like things to like close down. It's crazy. It's insane. So I worked like 100 hours last week. It's crazy.
Jeez.
So, yeah. So then I slept for 12 hours. We were supposed to record last night, and I just slept for 12 hours instead.
We were supposed to record several different times, but it just has not worked
yes.
this week.
No, it's okay. It's been a nuts a week for me, so that's okay. We'll get it out just in time.
I say, this will be the freshest episode I think we've ever done, so.
Yeah, this is like, yeah, this is,
it
this
is
pretty
it
quick.
It is Monday afternoon / evening right
yep.
now, so.
Yep, yep. So, and it's got to be up by 5
yeah.
a.m.
Yep.
So anyway, so hopefully it's good.
So the editing will probably be bad because I'm going to try and do it this time. Okay. That was easy though. We were both in the same room. Did it just crash? Okay.
So anyways, we're back.
We're still here.
How long have you been, how many minutes you at?
Just under 8.
Okay, so I missed like 10 seconds. So good, okay, cool. So it'll be fine.
Okay.
Anyways, so yeah, we tried to record, just didn't work out. But we'll get it. We'll be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so funny things happened this week. Like, really funny things. Like, maybe they're not, they're funny to me. So, I had to go to work, like, super early. I left at, like, 6 a.m. or something and drove to this little podunk town in the middle of nowhere, like, 4 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I got, like, close, it already was, like, you know, I've been driving for almost 4 hours. So, like, I'm like, I'm hungry now. And I got McDonald's breakfast, which I don't get McDonald's breakfast a lot because it's the fattiest thing you can have.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, I got the big breakfast with hotcakes.
Mm.
And I ate that while driving.
How?
I kind of makeshift a little tray next to me. And I just cut it up before I started driving. And then just, you know, just went to town. I felt like Mac from It's Always Sunny when he decides to get, like, fat. Just, like, whatever. I'm just going to eat it. I don't care. The only thing that sucked, though, is I got syrup on my elbow.
Ugh.
And then it was, like, just, like, it was, like, all over the car. Like, you know, like, everything I touched had syrup on it, you know? So, I would say 2 stars, would not recommend. It wasn't great.
Bad idea.
The food was good. Yeah. And then also... Then I had to run right to that bathroom as soon as I got to the store I was working in. Yeah. And I'm like, I only ate this for like 30 minutes ago. So that didn't go well for me. Also, the 2 coffees probably didn't help either.
Oh, man.
So the other thing that happened was crazy is I was driving Uber and it was like lunchtime, like midday. And I pick up this little old lady, not like super old, but like in her 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, she gets in the car and I have like on the van, I have like automatic doors. So I just open them for them and then I close them for them, you know?
Yeah.
And so she gets in, she's like, oh, thank you so much. She's like, I had lunch and I had a couple drinks. I didn't want to risk it, you know? And I was like, oh, that's smart. And we talked and she was super nice. And I drove her about 15 minutes to her house. And then I opened the door for her and she gets out and she's thanks so much and you know end the ride whatever and then I go to close the door so I don't want to shut the door on somebody or right. like leave with my door half open so I just like look to see if like the door's open and then all of a sudden I see her do like kind of roll the windows down with her arms like in the air and then just falls completely flat on her back
as really
like, just like out like just done and I was like oh my gosh this lady straight up just had a stroke or a heart attack and so like I put the car in park thank god because I'm glad I didn't just get out of the car and I put the car in park and then I get out and I run around the van and I go and I look at her, I'm like are you okay and her eyes are just open just looking straight up in the air and I was like oh no this lady so I go to grab my phone so I can call 911 and then I run back over to like check her pulse or whatever and all of a sudden she like I'm like are you okay and then she like blinks twice and it's like she's fine she's there
huh.
I was like this lady stone cold just knocked herself out
dang
and then she was fine but she was definitely feeling it was hot out and I think she'd probably been standing out there for a while you mm-hmm. know so she was just you know had a couple drinks and wasn't doing too great but she crawled back into her apartment and I was like oh my gosh so that was interesting I've never had where I've seen somebody die so this would have been a very new experience for me crazy yeah so that's it
thank goodness
that was
Uber.
My week yeah right well so anyway so what else is going on anything
I had a pretty fantastic couple of like new pedal days.
Ooh, I like the sounds of this. I like new pedal days. I'd listen to that. If that was a podcast, I'd stop doing that and listen to this. Or stop doing this and listen to that.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, so I got 4 pedals in the mail recently. And I got 2 from Like My Pedals. I got 1 from a company in New Zealand called Peppers. And then I got a pedal to try from Jason Fuzzmonger as well. So I'm pretty stoked. I got my Wild Stallions pedal from Like My Pedals, which is...
That thing is freaking killer looking.
By this point, everybody should have seen it online. It's bright. It's hard to miss. So it's a rat. Well, I'm not going to talk about it too much. I'm actually going to save that for my...
That pedal thing.
So I'll talk more in depth shortly about that one. I got my Wells delay, which is super fun. I got, so from Peppers in New Zealand, I got the PV Fury 158. and that thing is a trip.
Because that's like based on like an amp, right? That's
yeah, like amp it's modeling. Like it's like yeah. based on the preamp from like the Blue Stripe era of PV amps.
Red.
Yeah.
So freaking red.
And then Jason sent me the Catapult from Wampler to try out.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, all kinds of fun toys to play with the last week and a half or so. And, yeah. I haven't had nearly as much time as I've wanted to.
Oh, I think we lost you. Them, Cole, are you there?
But that, you know, that's fine.
Are you there, man?
I'm still getting to play with them every now and then.
Okay.
I also got a bunch of new knobs for my guitars. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there. But you're kind of cutting in and out. You're like kind of cutting out.
We're
having like gear slum issues right now.
There you are.
There you go. Good.
This is going to be good. I don't know what all you heard, but there was I talking about pedals and how awesome they are.
I heard a lot of it. Okay. So keep going. You're doing good.
Yeah. And then I got a bunch of new knobs for guitars, which is cool. I don't know if I mentioned it, but there's a guy locally that makes custom knobs and switch tips and stuff like that. Out of his machine shop, and so I went and picked up a couple of sets for my Titan pick guards and for my Tele, because mainly I was tired of switch tips popping off my Tele all the time, and he makes nice aluminum ones that have set screws, so that doesn't happen. So
nice.
Yeah,
I saw them. They look rad.
Yeah,
they look. I don't know how to describe it. Well, they look like honeycombs a little bit, you know, like they're stacked, you know, like a beehive or
yeah.
whatever, they're kind of stacked, but it's like the straight, you know, they're all the same. It doesn't like curve in, but.
He calls it a double helix.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
For those people who like helix.
I guess.
No, but they look rad. I didn't get a chance to go through it. I need to and like look at this stuff because I definitely need some new stuff for some guitars. So.
Yeah. My favorite of all of them, though, is for my Titan pick guard with the P90s. It, you know, it's the gold top guitar, and it's got the gold speed knobs on it already. So I just wanted a switch tip, and I got a brass switch tip. And it looks fan-freaking-tastic with all the gold. I love it. Like, it's just, it looks stunning
yeah.
to me.
it looks good. It definitely looks like you sent. I think you posted a picture, and I was like, oh, that's... I didn't know if I would... That looks good. Like, at first, I was like, ah. And I was like, oh, no, that's a good choice. You did good.
Yeah.
You did good, man.
Thanks. That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah, good. I have some new pedals in, but I'm going to wait to talk about them because I want to make sure I do them justice. But basically, I want to make sure I send some stuff to you. But Tapestry sent us some stuff. That was cool.
Nice.
Who else sent us stuff? We got a lot. I think we got a lot. Maybe not. I don't know. I'd have to look. It's been a crazy week. I can't keep anything straight anymore. But we got... Oh, and then I got stuff from Life is Unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of stuff. And we got stuff from... Which you already know. You have some of it. But we got stuff from Keeley.
Yeah.
So, like, there's been, like, a ton to play with, which is fun. Because, like, I'm doing some combinations I'm not really... comfortable with, not comfortable, but like I just something I wouldn't do, like changing the order of chains and
yeah.
and stuff, and this last 2 weeks I've done just a small board for church
because okay.
I've been selling stuff, so I haven't put my big board together, so I just been using that Outlaw FX Nomad
mm-hmm.
and just like throwing pedals on it, and dude, man, that thing's fun. I love that thing. You know what, our church is noisy as far as like when you plug in like a power supply and stuff, you get a lot of noise in the amp and stuff.
Yeah.
And so like, it's cool to like, just like have it charged and play it. And it's like, you get like all the noise goes away. It's
That's awesome.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. It's definitely a treat to play that for sure at church.
There's a certain kind of like freedom with a small board. I feel like too sometimes.
I still not, this isn't a knock on them. It's just like, I always want the most amount, like I should only put 5 pedals on, but I have 6 on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's just the way I am. But I do wish it, like I would go up to the medium one, which if like 2 rows of like 4 or 5 would mm-hmm. that'd be awesome. That'd be perfect. But I mean, still having 5 pedals or 6 pedals has been a lot of fun. And, you know, I have to be smart with the choices. So, like, I had, like, I used the 50-50 because it's a dual drive. And yeah. I used, like, you know, I was using, like, the Matthews Cosmonaut because it has, like, two different, like, settings for reverb. You know, like, I'm just trying to be smart about it. But it's pretty fun to, like, try to just, like, make another board with, like, minimal, like, limitations, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to be, you kind of get to be creative. It's fun.
So whenever I end up trying to put a small board together, it usually ends up being 4 or 5 drive pedals and then maybe a delay.
Yeah, that's how mine started. And then I was able to just be like, okay, no, you don't need, just do one dual drive and that'll be okay. So, topics, man, you got a topic?
I want to hit yours first.
Okay, which one of that was it? Because I had a couple, right?
Or yeah, no, you had two.
Okay, so I had so let's do the guitar one. You want to do the guitar one first?
Yes, that's the one I want to do first.
Okay, all right. So I haven't even, you know what? I wish I'd given this thought.
I wish you had too, so it'd kill some time for me.
So I will say this though. So basically, our idea is like, if you had to mash two guitars together, what would it be? What would it look like? And a lot of companies are doing this now, and they're coming up with some really cool stuff. For example, like Fano. Fano has the SP6, and that is like basically a Les Paul style guitar with like a Tele, like, you know, accoutrements.
Yeah.
You know? So that is, I love the looks of that guitar. I think that thing is freaking killer. So I'm just kind of, obviously I would just pick that if I had to mash two guitars together, but just trying to think of like what is something that you would do if you had the, like, you know, if you were a builder and you wanted to do something like that, what would you do?
I've been really attracted to like the Albert Lee body style recently.
Okay.
Which if you're not familiar with it, is like, it's a Music Man body, guitar, and it's pretty like angular. Like it's almost, it makes me think of like a futuristic surf like that.
Okay.
That's what I picture in my head. And I think that thing would look rad with like, going almost like Jazzmaster style, like mashing it with a Jazzmaster. So like an offset trim and like some big wide, like soap bar style pickups, either P90s or traditional Jazzmaster pickups. But then I don't really care for the Music Man headstock on it.
Okay, like, yeah, okay.
On most of their bodies, I like it. That one, I don't for some reason. So I don't know, but I don't know what direction I would take the headstock if it was, you know, up to me, essentially.
Right, that's the tough thing if you have to mash two together.
Yeah.
You know, you're left with, like, the parts you don't like. Because I kind of have an idea of something I would, I'm like, oh, that would be cool. But then I'm like, oh, but I don't like the headstock on either of those in my brain. You know,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's like a big fat Fender Jazzmaster style headstock, but like it reverse might be kind of cool.
Okay.
Or no, I was gonna say, what is it, the Fender Katana, like that real sharp angle looking headstock, that might be cool.
Just the amp, just like the amp is the headstock.
Is it? No,
just
yeah.
Like, no, I'm just kidding.
Wasn't the Katana that triangle guitar they had?
Yeah, right. That's, I think that's what that is.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I've been really attracted to that Albert Lee lately, and none of like the pickup configurations and hardware and all that have really done it for me when I look at them. So, oh, you know what it would be? I got it. Albert Lee mashed up with the G&L Fallout.
Okay, all right.
That's what I'm sticking with it. Boom.
Okay. Cool. I think I like that. That's a good idea. That's not bad at all. Huh.
Two Fender offshoot brands.
Yeah, right. Yeah, totally. That's good. I think, so just like off the top of my head, obviously, I wish I'd prepared this a little bit better. When I thought about it, I had like a million things running through my head as far as like, oh, this would be cool, this would be cool. And then I just never wrote any of them down and none of them really stuck out like that would be like cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of thinking like, I'd want something new and different for a body. So I was trying to think of what is new and different. And I think like the St. Vincent. So if I had a St. Vincent body, and then I was thinking if you combine the St. Vincent and like an Explorer, And you kind of like, maybe if you shifted the body a little bit, like not as exaggerated, you know, just like a little bit. And then, but did the, you know, like the arrangement, you know, headstock the same as like an Explorer, and then like the, you know, the pickup arrange configuration and stuff like that style. And then the bridge that style, I think that would be pretty freaking rad. I'd be into that. Even if you kept the body shape the same, I'd be into that. But that's kind of running in my head. I'd be into that 100%. Cause the only thing I don't like about that St. Vincent guitar is the headstock. I just,
it looks
like somebody, like, you know, put it in the wash and shrunk it a little bit, you know. I wish they had gone with something different, like more triangular, that fit like the style, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that headstock, I love it on the basses, like,
yeah, on the basses,
they use the same headstock for everything. I love it on the basses. Yeah. They're like Stingray and Saber. I think it looks fine and you know, good on those, but for some reason the real angular guitars, it doesn't look good on.
Yeah, because it doesn't match.
Right.
It's like when you see, like, for instance, you see somebody do like a, you know, like a Les Paul kind of, not a copy, but a Les Paul style, and then they put like a Telecaster neck on it.
Yeah,
it
like just a six in line.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't like look. It doesn't look right. You know, it just looks a little off. Or you know, vice versa. Sometimes they just don't look right. And I think part of that is because we're conditioned to like what looks good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what a guitar looks like. So, but I think if you're going to do something different, I definitely would want like a new body style. I think that would, and then the headstock is what really bothers me about that guitar.
Hmm.
But I don't know. That's all I got.
Weird. We both picked Music Man.
Yeah, that is weird. Cause that's kind of what I was going for even before you spoke. So that's interesting that we both, you know, picked that.
Mm-hmm.
Great podcasting, by the way. It's good we both picked that.
Yes.
You guys like stuff and things, right? Good.
Yeah.
Man, now we can talk about this finally, but Ryan Burke just dropped his demo of the new Ryan Adams pedal, and I freaking want that thing.
Yeah,
so bad.
I know you do.
It's freaking awesome. I sent another email to Walrus. But I didn't even know what it did before that. And then now that I know what it does, now keep in mind, it's like an EQ with a boost in it.
Okay.
But that actually fit. I don't have anything like that. So now I'm like, oh, maybe I'll sell a couple more things and get that, because that fits something that I could use. You know, it's not like I'm just like, oh, it's another overdrive. I don't need another overdrive. But like, now that I kind of know what it does, I'm like, now I want one. So anyways,
I haven't seen his demo yet.
Oh, watch it. You just got to watch the first 2 seconds of it. When you plug it in, when you plug the freaking thing in, it goes through like this like whole system of like counting off like DEFCON 4 and then it does like a light show. It's freaking ridiculous. And then that's
real
just when
good.
You plug it in.
That's real good if the power, you know, trips out for a second during a worship set and comes back on.
Yeah, totally. I did like he did Instagram. So they announced it like today. Like you can pre-order it today, mm-hmm. So you can talk about it now. But he did put it on his board like for Sunday, and then put like a piece of paper over it, which I knew what it was because I knew he had it. But it was like, I was like, dang it, I want to see more pictures. But yeah, that thing is sweet looking. I can't. I gotta get it. I gotta figure it out. So I'll just be working extra hard this week and buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I set out this thing like, oh, I'm selling all my stuff, guys, but I need to buy this other pedal.
Yeah.
Yep. God have mercy on my soul.
I'm trying to sell stuff too, because I'm gonna get a new amp, and I need to make some, you know, get some money put aside for it. So
some moolahs.
Yep.
Yeah, man, that's good.
I accepted an offer yesterday on my OLP bass that I repainted. And so got an offer. It was reasonable enough for me that I accepted it. And dude still hasn't paid. It's been 28 hours now, I think. So kind of lame. I hope he doesn't just time out and then cancel the order.
Just shoot him an email. That's what I do. I just message him and just say, hey, if you need time to pay for it, that's fine. But just I have somebody else who contacted me and maybe they're interested, so, but you bought it first, and just kind of like, you know, just kind of press it a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So actually don't say that, because he might be like, oh, he's got another buyer, I'm not gonna buy it. Just say, just want to know if you wanted this, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it could go
either way.
I posted in the group to like kind of ask what the protocol is, because I've never had anybody take this long to pay. And I guess like Reverb recommends you wait 72 hours.
Yeah.
So
that is like the that is like their recommended before you can like cancel or whatever. But unless like somebody's like, yeah, I want to cancel.
Right.
But yeah, contact them. I mean, it is also like, oh, it's a holiday weekend, you know, so maybe he's just got to wait till he gets to the office, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know this guy, but I know he's a hard worker and I know he, you know, he likes some gear, but he's on a budget. So you know, don't push it so hard. Don't be such a jerk.
I'll try not to.
Yeah. It's tough for us though.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to the Tone Jerks and they're rubbing off on us.
Yeah. But yeah, so I feel you on trying to sell stuff. My stuff just doesn't move as quick as yours.
You want to know what it is though? It's not, my stuff isn't moving quick. It's just like a couple people that like really wanted some things that I knew and I pressed them on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like Willahoo bought stuff. I was like, oh, are you looking for this? And he's like, yeah, I want that. And then like, you know, Brian Gower like instantly was like, yeah, I want that pedal. And it's like, you know, like right away, like there are people I knew that wanted stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Bowers bought my DL4, which I thought was funny because, you know, some people asked me about it and they're like, oh, it doesn't have a bottom plate, no thanks. He's like, I'll take it. I gave him a very reasonable price on it.
Yeah.
Because it, you know, it's missing knobs, not the posts or anything, but it's missing knobs, and it doesn't have a back plate. And I was like, I think you could cut one out of like a pick guard, and it would be totally like workable, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I don't think I'm like, but just keep your eyes peeled for like a broken one or something, you know, and then you can get knobs and some parts, you know? Because I bought that one broken, which it was. Broken, but not broken, you know?
Yeah.
But I bought another one like a year ago because the case was like looked good, and the other one I had, the case looked jacked, like the one I have not had now, you know, recently.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $25 off eBay or something shipped, and I was like, sweet, right. I got knobs and parts, you know. And then I sold the other case for like what I paid for it, so it's cool.
Nice.
So yeah, so let's do that pedal thing.
Bum, bum, bum.
You're like I don't wanna do it.
Well,
cue the music.
Yeah, say, should I write compose a little theme for that pedal thing?
That would be so next level if you did that.
Okay,
and just drop it in there.
Yeah, I won't do it this time. But maybe by next week.
But when we record, and we say, let's do that pedal thing, and then we'll pause for the amount of time, so then we can just drop it in there instead of trying to edit it. We just drop it in there. It'll be good.
That'll be rough.
So, yeah, that pedal thing. What you got, man?
I have the Like My Pedals Cheesemonger Wild Stallions edition.
Dude, it's so freaking rad. I hate you so much for it.
Well, you can get one too.
But that's your thing. That's like your thing. I might down there. No, I won't. It's okay. If I did, I'd just get another Bill and Ted one, like a different Bill and Ted. But it's freaking rad. It's so good looking.
Yeah.
So tell them what it is.
So the Cheesemonger is his rat circuit. You got your rat knobs here. You got the level, filter, and distortion. But he has added a 3-position toggle switch for different levels of compression based on the diode that it uses, if I remember correctly. I know that there's a silicon position, there's an LED, and then there's something else. But it's three different sounds, essentially. They're a little subtle, but when you have...
That's what I ask. I usually ask how many sounds does this pedal have?
Yeah. They're a little more obvious... Like when you have the distortion knob in like the last 30%, you can tell a difference more there.
Okay.
But it has been so fun. Like I've been rewriting songs. Well, not necessarily rewriting, but trying to
reworking
some songs that I've been playing with that drummer to fit more with this pedal. Instead of what I have been using, because it's really fun. I like it a lot. And you know, I've been very rat curious. Haven't had a whole lot of experience, and this one does a lot, but it makes me want to go on a rat journey now. What's wrong with me? I want to go on a journey for rats.
You were a phaser journey. You just buried that. Yep. You just took it to the yard, buried that, and now you're on your rat journey.
Yeah.
You're like the rat king. It's nice. Well, that'd be a good pedal, the rat king. Maybe I'll get one of those.
Isn't there one of those?
From like is there?
I thought Fuzzrocious made one of those.
They're cat king. I think it's the cat king. I don't know if they ever did the rat king.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway. He does whatever.
Anyway, yeah, so like my pedals, we've talked about him. He's a very good dude, and the format of, like, you pick the circuit, you pick the colors, the knobs, the LED, all that, and then you can get the custom graphic is just insane and super fun. Like, it definitely makes the pedal more, like, valuable to you, you know, when you get to customize everything about it. So,
dude, this is not a knock on his product at all. I think he's an awesome builder because of, like, the way his system is basically, it's like, you know, it's like the Chinese food restaurant, you know, it's like at the mall, the Chinese food place, you just pick out all the items you like, and then at the end you have your sweet awesome thing, you know.
Yep.
And he kind of has some guidelines, and then he can do some things here or there. If you want something different, you just have to kind of ask. But, like, you know, it's basically, here's the list of stuff I have, pick from these lists, and then we're going to give you your full meal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty freaking rad. And then, but the thing is, at the end, like, you might be able to sell that for something close that you got because it's Bill and Ted, but then again, like, you got it for you,
right?
You know, you're never going to really sell that because you got it for you, you know. Same thing with what I'm getting. I got it for me because I think it's awesome and hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to sell it, not that I would anyways, but, you know, people who buy that stuff, it's like, well, this was custom made for me. It's gonna be tough to sell it anyways because it's custom made for me,
right?
You know? So, but that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. And yeah, it definitely makes it more specialer.
Oh yeah,
more specialer.
Yeah, totally.
And
more specialer.
And he was super cool to work with and talk with, and we've messaged back and forth several times since now.
By the time this post, yep, you've texted a bunch.
Yep. And since now, his Labor Day weekend sale has ended. Once this comes out. But
that was a rad sale.
Yeah, he does sales quite regularly, so watch him for that.
He did. And I did partake in that sale. I can't say what it is, but I had a friend's birthday came up.
Uh-oh.
So I will talk about that down the road. Definitely, like, a person that just does, like, pretty much anything I ask them, mm-hmm, you know? So it's like, I was like, oh, I gotta get him something good, you know? I'll talk about that when he finally ships it or whatnot, and I know, like, we're free and clear.
Yeah.
So he sometimes listens, so I want to be careful. So that's good.
So yeah, I'm
glad
it's neon. I got neon pink and neon blue on here, and a bright and freaking LED, pink LED. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, dude, that's rad. And, like, I only heard it from your live stream, but it sounded killer.
Yeah.
Like, it sounded real. I was like, ooh, that sounds really good.
Yep. So what you got?
So, Life is Unfair sent us some stuff,
mm-hmm,
and the one I've just gravitated. I play this thing as much as I can. It's called The Dream Is Left Behind, and it's a one knob fuzz. It's literally no frills. There's no tone stack. There's no like gain. It's a fixed gain, and the only thing that controls it is the volume or the volume on your guitar. But man, that thing rips. It sounds so good. It's a fuzz. It's really, really good. It's hard to say a lot about it because it's so simple.
Yeah.
You know? But I think it's a great sounding fuzz. The price is really good. I don't know what it is in American dollars, but it's 85 lira, I think.
Oh.
And so I think that's like 100, right? Is that what that's right at 100?
I have no idea.
I'd have to do the conversion, but I think that's what I remember seeing, like, when I looked in the past. But really good sound that comes out of that. It's no frills because it is a one knob. You can push. Now, the only problem I had is with the amp that I was using doesn't take pedals well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just using, you know, because my other amp's at church, so it's hard to crank that full volume and have it not fart out. But,
yeah,
like, when I was playing through, like, my cab sim and doing, like, some recording stuff, I was like, oh, this thing doesn't fart out at all. Sounds fantastic. But, yeah, the guy makes cool stuff. It's all, you know, all handmade. He's doing it himself. And it basically, it's rad. I really like taking and like pushing the gain way up on it and then turning my guitar volume down to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, well, not the gain, I'm sorry, the volume on the pedal, and then using my guitar volume to clean it up, and it can almost get like overdrivey sounding.
Hmm.
You know, kind of like not the same as the half horse, because they're obviously a totally different circuit, but like how the half horse will kind of clean up and sound almost like an overdrive, you can get those kind of tones out of it.
Yeah,
but the thing, man, thing just sings. You can play some kind of punk rocky stuff on it, you can play, you know, whatever you want that sounds fuzzy, you can make some noise with it, you can get a ton of feedback out of it if you want. But it's got that rock and roll sound, you know. You can really play with it for sure and have some fun.
Nice.
And I think for the price, I'm like, dang, I'm like, I gotta get one of these.
You gotta stop saying that, man.
I know, but that's the problem, is I'm addicted.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem. Yeah, I have a problem. We'll have another podcast about it. But fun to play with while I have it. It is, he makes some very interesting stuff. I think he only has the three pedals right now that are out. He sent us like his whole line.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, some fun, cool stuff. And he's a cool guy to talk to. And he's like, it's kind of cool because he's like, you've gotten me into podcasts. And I was like, sorry. Because he never really listened to him before. And he's like, no, I liked it. And he checked us out and was like, that's cool. He's like, are there other podcasts like this? And I was like, yes, but I'm not going to tell you what they are. I didn't say that, but I told him obviously like our normal crew of gear kind of podcasts. And
yeah.
And I told him that I would talk to Blake, you know, for him to see if he could possibly do an interview.
Oh,
know?
Yeah.
Cause that would line up really well with his stuff. So yeah, man, check them out. I think they make some cool stuff. The only problem took me a while to find his website. Cause I put it in Google. I couldn't find it.
Mm.
So that, and whatever reason, I never checked Facebook. I'm sure there's a link right on Facebook, I'm sure. But I never even thought to look there. So, but yeah, you know, it's a standard size muff style pedal, but it's a one knob, no frills kind of pedal. It's fun.
Nice.
Cool. Now you got to do your outro music. Yeah, that's good. I nailed it. So another topic, I was thinking about this when I was driving home the other night. I couldn't get any service when I was driving, so I was just flipping through the radio, and like a Macklemore song came on. Now, I'm not a huge Macklemore fan, but I was out in Buffalo one time, and my buddy that was working for me, he knows a lot of like promoters, like either club promoters, or he knows you know, like the guy putting on like the tour and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, Macklemore's playing and we can go for free. And I was like, I don't really want to see Macklemore. He's like, it'll be fun. And I was like, eh. And then he like checked the lineup and Talib Kweli was playing. I was like, oh, I'll go see him for 100%, you know. And so we went, and the show was great, whatever. But Macklemore did this thing. So in my brain, I was like, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen a band or a group do? And this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, is from like, and I don't mean like weird stuff. Like if you saw Guar, that's the weirdest stuff you're ever gonna see.
Yeah.
But like from like a professional group that's playing a show, or, you know, like whatever, like something weird that they've done like that. And what they did is they started with, I can't remember what the, you know, the hit song was at the time, but it was off his like first big album. And he played that song, and then they played the entire set. And it was like probably, you know, it was long, you know, he was playing, it was at an amphitheater or an arena. So it was like his first arena tour.
Mm-hmm.
He played all of his songs. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was like, oh, thanks so much for coming out. I really appreciate it. Blah, 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 blah. And then he played the same song that they opened with.
Yeah.
And I was like, did they already play this song? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. it's really weird.
It's weird, but I mean, it almost makes sense for pop, because that's how pop people listen to music on the radio. Like, you hear the same song 7 times a day if you just listen to the same channel.
That is true. That kind of, I guess you're right. That makes sense.
I mean, the more I thought about it, that's kind of the only angle I can like makes it make sense to me.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to think of the name of the song.
Say, I don't know any of his songs, so sorry.
Well, I'm sorry that you don't know any of his songs. He's not bad. He's not bad. I've listened to him. He's good.
Yeah.
Now I can't remember the name of the song, but Can't Hold Us is the name of the song. Hmm. And that's like it's got a great like piano intro and stuff. It sounds really cool. So I could see it being a good intro song, and I could see it being a good like outro song. But I'm like, for both? I don't know. It was weird to me. Like, because, like, bands and groups, you kind of see them and you go, either they're like, oh, they were good or they weren't. Yeah. You know? It's not like, but this was, like, weird to me, you know?
Hmm. Well.
But, sorry.
I was trying to think of some stuff and, like, I don't know. Like, all I could come up with off the top of my head very quickly was that there
was your favorite band.
I hope said they professionals
listened to this episode. Sorry, my bad.
There's a video going around on Facebook of Taylor Swift. So I didn't see this in person, but there's a video going around of her on stage with Lisa Kudrow and them playing Smelly Cat together.
It's kind of weird,
but it's really hilarious at the same time.
That is kind of funny. That is actually really funny.
Yeah.
That's actually, I appreciate that. It is weird. It's super weird. But that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
The other thing that happened at that show that I thought was not weird, but just kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
They brought everybody. Everybody you could think of, all the people who were like the guests on songs and stuff, because it was like his first big tour.
Mm-hmm.
So like the girl who sings like Same Love, she was there and stuff. But before that song started, Ed Sheeran came out and sang a song, like played acoustic, like one of his songs for like, you know, basically through the chorus.
Yeah.
And then like she came out and sang that song like over it. And then they sang the song as like a duet.
Huh.
And it was, that was pretty interesting. But then he did a stage dive. And then he just didn't come back because the girls just ripped him apart. Like, you never saw Ed Sheeran again. He was done. Like, I'm glad he made another album, so I know he's alive.
Yeah. Well, okay. So talking about acoustic, it reminded me of another one. I think I've talked about it even on the podcast. I went to see MXPX because I go to see,
I go
to see them when they come to town. That's what I do. It was the lineup for that show was Vendetta Red, Brand New, MXPX, and then Dashboard Confessional was the headliner. And
the greatest band of all time, of course.
So,
got it.
You know, I was there to see MXPX. That's why I was there. I also...
what year do you think this was?
Probably like 2003-ish.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Why they would be like now that bill wouldn't happen.
Right.
And so that's why I was curious.
Yeah, it was right around 2003. I think it was right around when Deja Entente was coming out. It's maybe 2002. But anyway, everything was great. Dashboard is the headliner. So by that time, it was outdoor amphitheater. And so it's dark out by then, and the stage is black. Just the stage is dark. There's no lights. And then you hear the bells from the beginning of Hell's Bells by AC/DC. and like, so it just says bong, bong. And like, I started to get excited because I wasn't a big Dashboard fan, but I knew his songs. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this might actually be kind of good. Like, you know, MXPX is done. I'm ready to leave. But hey, Hell's Bells, this might be cool. And so these bells are going off, and then all of a sudden a spotlight comes on the center of the stage, and Chris Carrabba is standing there with his acoustic guitar and just starts playing some random song that I've never heard because I don't listen to him. Like, all
right,
this build
right.
up with the bells from Hell's Bells
for
and then
nothing, yeah.
just completely dropped you flat on your face. And I have no, like, it made no sense to me. Absolutely
yep,
no sense.
I think I saw the same tour.
Yeah.
No, it couldn't have been the same tour, but the same years, you know, and he's probably done that. He probably did that for a couple of years, and they did the same thing. I saw him at a college, and they just, you know, they hit the lights on the entire, like, you know, it wasn't a gym, but, like, their stadium or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cut the lights, Hell's Bell play, and then he comes out and plays, like, the softest song you've ever heard, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I would have been fine if he played, like, Hands Down, that's, like, more of a rock song, you know, but...
Or even an acoustic version of Hell's Bells.
Totally. Yeah, I was just going to say that. But, like, I could see something like that where it's like, oh, that's a rockin' song. Like, that song sounds like, you know, it's fast and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see that, at least, like, working. Or an acoustic version of Hell's Bells or anything besides him just saying, you know, just singing a little piddly song to himself, you know?
Yeah.
Did he have a band that time or just no band?
He had a band.
Oh, okay. This, when I saw him, he didn't, I've seen him a bunch, but when I saw him, he had just fired the entire band.
Oh, really?
Which is funny because my friend, she used to live in Cleveland, and her friend was the bassist for the band. And she basically was like, yeah, we get to go to this show for free, blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, yeah, my friend got fired. He's not in the band anymore. Like, you know, it's several months down the road, but she's like, yeah, he got fired. He fired the whole band.
Dang.
Just like he didn't, I guess they have a record that they recorded and he didn't like and they didn't release it. And he, like, fired everybody. It's like, oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I thought of another one.
Okay.
So
what do you got?
This is a weird thing, but I think it actually worked for the band. Rush. I went and saw Rush probably around that same time, like 03, 04. And it was a 4-hour set. Rush played a 4-hour set with no opening act. But after 2 hours, they stopped. And there was a half-hour intermission with bands on stages elsewhere in the complex.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And then...
That is kind of weird.
And then so they those bands had separate stages, you know, doing their thing, playing for a half hour. And then Rush was back on
back
for another
Rush.
2 hours.
Yeah, back to Rush. Yep.
So, I mean, that's kind of weird. But it kind of fits their MO, maybe?
Yeah, that is, that's strange to me. And it's like a, that was like at a, like a fair or something, like some kind of grounds like that.
Well, it was at the big outdoor amphitheater that they have here in town. It's okay. Where they used to have Warped Tour and all that. So it's like,
okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense.
There's
a
big main stage,
but...
and then there's like a giant fields where they do other things.
Yeah. Huh. When I saw Dawes last year, they played for 3 hours and they did an intermission like halfway through. But you like just left and got you left and got food and stuff.
Yeah.
And then like came back, you know, and like it was, you're like, great, and they started back up and it was awesome. Yeah. You know, but like they didn't even play like music in between or anything. They just like, okay, it's quiet for 30 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
And you came back and you finished watching the show. It was kind of interesting, but that's a long time. Like 4 hours is a long, that's a long time.
Yeah. And you would think that they could get through their entire list of material in that time, too. And they did not. There was still songs that I wanted to hear that didn't get played.
Totally. Yeah. interesting.
Let's see.
That's good. Well, Rush has got a lot of albums.
They do. And their songs are, like, epic long and can be jammed
for
on
sure.
Forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
This is turning into me wanting to just complain about bands because I'm like, you know what else grinds my gears?
You know, yeah, grinds my gears about bands.
I went and saw Van Halen.
I don't like
Hagar.
That Green Day has a guy on this. Oh, yeah, did you?
Yeah, I went and saw Van Halen when Sammy Hagar reunited with them, and that was terrible.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah. I didn't pay for it, though, so that was fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Man,
I could go on and on about major rock bands that have disappointed me.
Oh, I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. So we got a pedal contest going on.
Yeah.
And you got to hop on that because there are people, there's a lot of people like joining right now. I think we have close to 50 entries. So basically hop on Instagram. I'm going to post another one. I've been trying to do like one a week
okay.
to post. Just like same thing, you know, mm-hmm. like sign up or not sign up, but you know, repost this, tag two friends, put, you know, use the hashtag and,
you have the
you know,
pedal in your possession, right?
Yes, I do.
Take some more photos. Use like a different.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. I got a bunch I took too. So I need to
perfect.
Do that. And then also I need to do like a demo for it. This week has been a nightmare, but anyways, it's a great sounding pedal. You guys are gonna want this. Like, it's no joke. Sweet sounding. Like, it sounds awesome.
What's it do?
It does sounds.
How many?
It makes three sounds that I can define.
Okay.
No, it can get from like a transparent kind of overdrive, like all the way to almost like a fuzzy. It gets like a little fizzly. So everything kind of in between. So you can get, you know, almost a distortion out of it. You can get, you know, your regular overdrive sound, and you can get, you know, that light transparent. It's a sweet pedal for sure. yeah, so you gotta get on this. And if you don't win it, just go buy one, because the dude's rad. Joseph is an awesome guy, so get on it.
And so the contest is some sort of nautical name.
Yep.
And repost it with the name and tag two friends and use the hashtag. Name that flipping pedal, right?
Yep, you got it.
And nautical, okay. So I think there's been some confusion for some people between the difference between nautical and ocean.
Okay. Like, I was wondering, I was going to say, are you going to say pirate? Like, what are you going to say here?
No. There's been some people that have suggested ocean-themed names, which is different than nautical. I don't know that dude at Hello Sailor cares about that difference. Or if I may just be going out on a limb here.
You're
with
nitpicking.
It, so.
You're just nitpicking. You know, name it whatever you want, and we'll see if you win.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like that's it, then go with it, man. He might be like, oh, actually, that's what I was thinking anyways.
Yeah.
So, go check out some of his pedals online. He's got a ton of stuff, so he makes some rad freaking stuff for sure. But I love the way it looks. It's like a light blue with like a kind of misty, like almost like a vignette
mm-hmm.
of darker blue around it. And then it's got like a heart on it. Looks great.
Yeah, he's got some really cool finishes going on.
For sure. So, yeah, go check his stuff out. But definitely join the contest. It's free to join. So, and we're not trying to do anything with your information. He wanted to give away a free pedal and work with us. And I think that's freaking awesome that he would even like care.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're like, who are these guys, you know? But yeah, it's pretty cool, and you guys are going to want it. It's definitely, I could see one that would be stuck on my board for a long time.
Yeah. If you win it, but you won't, because you're not allowed.
I'll submit a name anyways, just to see what happens. He's like, I really like this one. I was like, oh, that's great.
So other like house cleaning type of stuff. Thanks to all our patronizers.
100%. They're the best. They are the best.
They are good, and they are giving us money for doing this, which they don't have to, and they do anyway. So,
which I've said this before, but my wife thinks is ridiculous. Like, she does not get the concept at all. She's like, why would they give you money to do something they already get for free? I'm like, because they're trying to support it. So, like, A, we continue to do it, and B, like, it can help make, like, things fun. I don't get it. I would never do that. That's what she says. I just think it's so funny. She's like, if I like that, I would never do that. I'm like, okay. All right. You just go do whatever, okay?
Yeah, so we are super grateful to our patronizers. 100%. Because our wives would not be patronizers. So that's just, you know, it's telling.
Yes, they patronize, but it's not the same.
Yes.
It's not the same at all.
Different kind of patronizing.
Not even close. Yeah, yeah. It's totally different.
50% of the money we get goes to a charity organization of our choice. Did we decide the month of September yet?
We have not.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. We'll work on that. It's been, like I said, a freaking nightmare lately. So it can go to me if you want. You want to help support me, that's fine.
I've heard you say that you wanted different pedals too many times tonight for that.
I know, to understand that's a, yeah. It's got to help with my addiction, you know. If I fill those gaps, then I won't need them anymore. See what I'm saying? So a couple things flip-wise. I haven't flipped a bunch, but I've had a couple things that were pretty cool. So my brother-in-law and I, we sold that Stratocaster.
Mm-hmm.
We sold just the Stratocaster. I threw in like a cheap case with it I got for free. And so we sold it for $790 with shipping.
Hmm.
And so that was great. We did good on that,
yeah.
I felt. We both invested $200. So that it wasn't the extra 50% I wanted, you know, like that gap of extra money.
Yeah.
But it was good, you know, or I should say 100% profit. It wasn't 100% profit, but it was close, you know. So, and we still have the case is a vintage case.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to nail down a year on it. But it's pretty cool looking because it's beat up and it's got like the dude's like name that you put like, you know, like mailbox letters on,
mm-hmm.
like the gold mailbox letters. He's got it on there. It's pretty freaking rad. So yeah, we think, yeah, I'm like a low end. We maybe get like $60-$80 for it, but like that's still extra money, you know?
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I saw like a bunch of like fun stuff. Like I've been going to like thrift stores and like looking and like seeing if I can buy some stuff cheap and sell it. And I always say, like, if it's new, look at it, you know, just look it up. If it's new in box,
yeah,
like chances are you probably can get close to what the retail is, 'cause it's new in box. But I, there was a, like a battleship, like model kit that I bought for 99 cents. And I sold it for $60 plus shipping. And I was like, I bought it because somebody sold one for like 30. And then I saw one that was up there for like, you know, somebody hadn't sold for like 75. And I was like, okay, $60. And $59.99, somebody bought it like almost instantly. It was nice. Like a few hours after I posted it. I was like, sweet. I was like, suckers. the other thing I've been doing too that I've been watching is on Amazon, they don't show the price, but like when you look at the items, but you gotta like look into the item, but mm-hmm. like the used prices aren't shown, like they just show like the Amazon price, you know? Right. But then like if you click on it, then it shows like the used prices. So I've just been checking like some periodically, like some cool pedals from like Walrus or like, you know, whoever, mm-hmm. and just seeing if I can get them cheap, if they're new or used, that they're like way under the reverb price. And so I picked up the Afterneath for I think I got it for $99. I'd have to look. I think they were shipping on it, so I think it was like 107.
Okay.
And I sold it for 177.
Dang, nice.
So it's like, well, that didn't cost me anything to do. That was free, yeah. You know? And so that was, I was like, sweet. And the thing was like mint. It was like perfect. I thought it would be jacked when I got it. And I'd be like, this isn't really, I'll get 120 or something. But that's a pedal that kind of holds its value, you know?
Yeah.
And people still like that. So I did play with it. So I could kind of do that on that pedal thing and mess with it. It's cool. It's definitely a cool pedal. It's very cavernous mm-hmm. as a reverb. So kind of fun, but I've been doing that, kind of like looking here and there, just seeing where I can make money wherever, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, if you check Amazon, sometimes you can get stuff that you can flip it right on Reverb right away. Everb?
Everb.
You go to everb.com. That's our new site. Yeah. If you want to sell stuff, everb.com. That's actually pretty good. That's our sponsor, is everb.com. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll hey, we should talk to Reverb and eBay about doing some sponsorships.
I'm sure they're going to be like, heck no. That's actually, maybe they would be interested because it does actually fit like what they do, you know?
Yeah. I mean, even if you sell something at a low profit to you on there, they still get their percentage. So,
heck yeah, they love it.
Yep.
Yeah, they love sending me those fees. Ugh, I hate it. I hate paying the fees. I really do, because like, you know, this last one they took like $200 from me, which that's a lot of money.
Yep.
But obviously, I sold enough to you know, that's 10%.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's a lot of stuff. But I also want to not pay that.
Yep.
I'm like, is there a coupon for fees? So yeah, man. You got anything else? Anything else going on? Anything you want to plug?
No, not really. I don't got.
I think.
Oh, there's a special patronizer episode this week. Just because of our schedule and stuff, we didn't really record a lengthy pre-ep. So
yeah, it's pretty short. It's like not even 10 minutes of the normal pre-ep.
Yeah. So patronizers get to hear me chat with my good friend Josh Gates, who's a local musician, singer, songwriter here that I've known for a long time. Yeah. So. That's really all I got to say, I think. Cool.
I think I've been thinking about this. I think you should do a Flippin' Flippers like live set with your band. But you just got to figure out how to like mic it better so we can hear your vocals. But that would be freaking incredible.
Like do
I'd
it
watch the whole thing
on
live stream. Yeah, just like, right on the page.
Huh.
I'd be 100% on board. We'll promote it.
Yeah, I'll look into that.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it. You just have to do it with your laptop, because you can mic everything and run it through like a mixer or whatnot, and
yeah.
then you can use that as your input mm-hmm. for recording on a live stream. So it's not impossible.
Yeah, it's just been a matter of figuring out the cabling.
Yeah, that's not bad. You'll have to talk to this Sinusoid. Not sponsors of the show, but hey, guys, if you want to sponsor us, hit us up. We're more than willing to take your money, okay? They're going to be like, what the heck?
They're not even going to ever hear that.
No, they won't. I don't think anyone listens anymore.
Oh, man.
Anthony listened for a while.
Yeah.
I think Anthony listened for a while. Every once in a while, he comments, so maybe he does listen. I don't know. I'm sure that Andy Kim works those guys, you know, to death. Mm-hmm. So they don't have time for anything.
No, yeah. No time for good, nothing. Man.
So, well, if you need a ride, just contact me. I'll come get you. That's the only thing I got to plug. Cool. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We love you, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.